In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
When I started preparing today's sermon, we had literally just gone through Hurricane Irma. Now, I know that last Sunday, Father Chuck spoke of Hurricane Irma, and I'm speaking of Hurricane Irma today, so this is part two. I truly believed we witnessed God's protection and grace as Irma weakened and moved away from us. She took her fierce winds and rain and moved east of us. And we are all very thankful and humbled. So many others were affected much, much more than we were. And they will be dealing with the aftermath long after we've already gotten on with our lives. The grocery stores are opened. Walmart is almost completely stopped. We have our electricity, life is good. That is definitely a humbling and sobering truth. We don't deserve God's grace more than anyone else, but we are truly grateful for the blessings we have received. We are quite aware that God does not have favorites, and his gift of grace is not only for us. God showers his grace among all people in different situations. Sometimes it's just harder to realize the blessings when we're going through hard times. As we continue to travel through Matthew's gospel, the truth of God's grace is evident in today's parable of the laborers in the vineyard. The master of the house has much work to be accomplished in his vineyard. He goes out five separate times to find workers to work the vineyard for him. And he is offered the same amount of payment to each set of laborers. So when it's time for the workers to be paid, there is no small amount of grumbling among the first set of laborers. They are in a work versus payment mindset. And we might agree with that, but you have to really enjoy the response that the master gave. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what belongs to me, or do you begrudge my generosity? Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The master of the house might have thought by hiring more workers, the actual labor would be divided, and the work accomplished sooner. He was wise in his thinking and generous with his money. And the workers needed to be reminded that it all belonged to the master, the work, and the money. As Irene and Liz are fond of saying, many hands make light work, right? Amen. Oh, there's Irene right there. Many hands make light work. And we know there's always work to do. Whether it's in your house, whether it's in the church or the community, work is easier when you share it with a friend or a co-laborer. So whether we are the first workers or the last, we are blessed to receive God's generous gift of grace. As Christians, we work for the extension of God's kingdom, and God bestows his grace upon us daily. This grace guides and enables us to walk this narrow road. We choose to share the gospel and love of Jesus with others, so they have the choice to be able to either receive God's grace and his forgiveness and his mercy. We thank God for his graciousness for us. We thank God for the gift of salvation and for eternal life. Now, I don't know what the works versus quota, for eternal life is. I have no idea. But I know that I don't want to get what I deserve. So how do you know if you've worked enough? Did you hit the mark or did you fall short? We don't know. But God's grace is evident in the promise that he made to us. If we repent from our sin and turn away from that and turn towards God, he will forgive us as far as the east is from the west, because Jesus paid our debt in full. And we humbly thank God for his love and his mercy and his forgiveness and the grace that covers all of that. Now, Jonah knew that God was going to be gracious and merciful to the people of the city of Nineveh. and he begrudged God's bestowing his grace upon the people there. And yet Jonah expected grace for himself even after he initially disobeyed God's command, and he kept his bad attitude. As God pointed out to Jonah, God's grace was not only for Jonah, but for the 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left. This was borne out as the king and all the people truly repented and turned to God. They accepted the generous gift of God's grace with open and humble hearts. Jonah, on the other hand, received God's grace with a much-needed reality check. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul encouraged the church to be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Through the hard times and the good times, they were to stand firm in one spirit with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. This encouragement applies to us today. God is calling each one of us to partner with him and touch other lives with his grace. Like the ripple effect, we are continuing to share the blessings of God's grace with others. As we labor side by side, we are humbled because the work we are called to do is important, because it's God's work. We are to help and encourage one another, be humble and not judgmental. And even if that part's a little hard, we are to remember that nonetheless. It is by God's grace that we can stand firm and be thankful for each heartbeat and each breath that we receive. After Hurricane Harvey devastated and flooded parts of Texas, the rest of the country put aside their differences and pulled together to send the necessary aid and help and prayers to the people affected by the hurricane. The need was great, and the people that came to help grew in number to meet the need. And we heard wonderful stories of support and help and kindness and gratitude. That is sharing God's grace with others. And then came Irma. Now, who knew that Hurricane Irma was going to grow in size and strength to be the largest hurricane out of the Atlantic Basin? I didn't even know there was an Atlantic Basin. Now I do. We saw how the islands were destroyed, and we prayed for the people who suffered from the winds and the rain and the storm surge. And then we prayed for those in the Keys, and then in South Florida, and Marco Island, and Naples, and Fort Myers, because prayer was all we could offer. We couldn't offer any physical aid yet. And this came in as a Category 4 hurricane. Now, Irma's making her way to Sarasota, Bradenton, and we were praying for protection and grace. And thankfully, we received both. By God's grace, Irma moved east from Sarasota, Bradenton, and we did not take a direct hit from a Category 2 hurricane. Although Arcadia did. It was almost mesmerizing, wasn't it, watching the Weather Channel to see Irma's path, waiting to see if something new was coming along? And we followed her path of destruction as she made her way to the Florida Keys and through the entire state of Florida and into the bordering states of Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. But what amazed me most was how quick the aid came to those in the islands. Cruise ships were sent to take care of those people and get them off the island, get them help they needed. Other states were sending us help before the hurricane even got here. That is a blessing. And there's a beautiful moment of God's grace being poured out to all of us through others. And again, we're hearing stories of people stepping up to help their neighbors. People and businesses offering whatever help, support, and grace they can give in every way possible. God's grace was shown as people opened their homes to friends, families, neighbors. Grace was helping your neighbor with storm shutters and patio furniture. Grace was the people fostering animals until the animal shelters could reopen. Grace is realizing that someone from New Jersey, Oklahoma, or Pennsylvania helped to restore your electricity. Grace was the grocery store staying open until the day before the hurricane hit and reopening the day after the hurricane was here. And God's grace is the oak trees that stood above my home, did not hit my roof, and protected my house. I have 5 oak trees. This was a big prayer. I have heard many people speak about answered prayer, thankfulness, gratitude, and grace, and the miracle of Irma moving away from us. and from the help that continues to pour into our state. As God's gift of grace was poured out on us, we in turn poured it out on others. And we as a community and a country will continue to help those affected by hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Jose, and Maria, and both of the earthquakes in Mexico. The psalmist expressed our thankfulness in today's psalm. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is loving to everyone, and his compassion is over all his works. My prayer is that we remember and hold on to our gratitude with humble hearts and continue to share God's grace to others with open hands. Amen.